Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Today, three families in Dundalk got the keys to their new houses, which is rare and wonderful news. But what's also rare and wonderful is how the houses were constructed. They were all made using 3D printing technology. Justin Kinsella is Managing Director of Harcourt Technologies, who were behind the project. Afternoon, Justin.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for having me on the show.
So could you start by explaining to us what's the... Because, you know, many people might be familiar. Obviously, they're familiar with putting a house together with blocks or maybe those prefabricated slabs of concrete. How is this different?
Yeah, I suppose nobody has a compartment in their mind for 3D printed housing, but I suppose put really simply, if anybody's familiar with the traditional 3D printer, which is a small scale printer, it's really the same technology scaled up. And if anybody isn't familiar with that, we're architects and engineers, and we start with a digital model of what we're building, the same as most architects and engineers do. And the machine is a big gantry that we bring to site. And within that gantry, there is a printing head, and that's attached with a line to a concrete pump. And we come with our ready-mix slurry, and we fill the pump, and that goes through the line. And we transfer that information from the digital model to the concrete printer head, which is essentially, I suppose, for lack of a better word, a large cake icing machine. And that'll move around according to the digital coordinates that it has from the model, and it'll extrude concrete 50 mil layers at a time, and it just keeps passing around. It'll stop where the doors and the windows are, it'll restart again, and sequentially it'll build up layer upon layer. And I suppose the difference is when the concrete comes out of the nozzle, it gets zapped with a accelerator, which makes the concrete a little bit rigid, so it's strong enough to take the next layer of concrete, but doesn't set too much that it doesn't bond with the next layer. So ultimately, we have a way of building the walls or superstructure of our houses in a digital manner that would have otherwise been done manually. And as with any technology, the end objective is to increase productivity, and especially, I suppose, the situation we're in at the moment, both in Ireland and internationally, is housing is a big factor. So our objective is to increase productivity, and we're able to demonstrate that along with the quality. It's a very robust building at the end of the day.
And it's printing a vertical wall, just to be... It's not doing it on the ground and then it's erected. It's actually printing out the house, so to speak.
It's printing out the house. So every truck delivery of concrete that comes, it goes directly into where it's going to be finally placed. So yeah, it's really a replacement for traditional block wall construction that would be done manually, and it's able to do it three times faster on a like-for-like basis. But ultimately, the point that everyone I suppose is concerned about, it is able to, from the first shovel going into the ground until the houses are ready to be handed over, it's about 35% faster overall from the get-go at no greater cost, and also delivering a very robust concrete building.
Yeah, and the walls then, I take it, are solid concrete walls.
They are, yeah. It's really mass concrete. It's the same dimensions as blocks, so they'd be 100 mil in thickness, and the methodology we use, it's traditional cavity block walls, so something everyone's very familiar with. So it's an inner and outer leaf of 100 mil concrete, and then we have a cavity in the center, and we come back when the superstructure is complete, and we pump that cavity with insulation.
Right, okay. And these houses, the houses in Dundalk have a pretty high energy rating.
Yeah, they're all A2 rated houses. The concrete itself is inherently very airtight. We can hit below passive standards without any additional work. And the concrete mix that we use, we work with Roadstone, who's our delivery partner. And we have an R&D facility in Drogheda, and we work between there and Belgrade. We've developed the lowest carbon embodied principal concrete worldwide. And we're able to. This project's been great because it demonstrates the value and illustrates its compliance. But it's really, really a line in the sand that this technology is available to be deployed throughout the country and deliver housing more rapidly.
And as you said, it's quicker. Now, I assume there's still some traditional things that have to be done. A foundation has to be laid, and they have to put in the electricity and the pipework and all that kind of stuff. And at that point, then you come in with your 3D printer and make the walls.
Absolutely. Yeah. Completely correct. So traditional strip foundation. And then we work with another company, Crea, that do prefabricated slabs, ground floor slabs, and they drop them into place, and then that's our cue to bring the machine onto site, and we bring it right up to wall plate level. And one of the excellent factors of this technology is we know that it'll reliably print what's on the model, so that allows us to pre-order all the other components, the floors, the roof trusses, windows and doors, and we know that they'll fit, whereas traditionally they come out and measure, go away and fabricate, and they come back to fit them. So again, we're leveraging a digital model, which everyone is familiar with, and allows us to deliver the housing far more more quickly and very accurately.
And the actual gantry that you use for printing the walls, is it huge, or can you collapse it down and bring it anywhere?
It's kind of like when you go to a rock concert and you see the kind of the staging. So that's what a lot of people thought we were doing here in Dundalk when we started. They thought we were putting on a show, but it's a big steel. It's got like 8 steel columns, and then it's got an X-axis in between and motors on each axis, so it allows the head to move up, and then there's a motor on the head itself which moves in left, right, and then so it's a big steel gantry, and it takes us a day to put that up, and then we calibrate it, and then we can start printing, and then it takes us a day to take that down again.
Now, a lot of people, Justin, are getting in touch. They want to know the obvious question: is it any cheaper? Is it about the same? Is it more expensive?
Yeah, it's the same as it would cost traditionally. That's at the current stage, but that doesn't factor the speed at which we can deliver the housing. So you've got time related costs, which will be reduced, but we're able to, I suppose, without any additional resource, we're able to do 35% more housing. And like any good technology, it's about increasing productivity. And as time goes on, we're already making optimizations and upgrades. The cost will decrease. But even from the get-go, without any additional cost, we're able to increase output by 35%, which I think is needed at this time.
And presumably, theoretically, it's able to make any sort of building or any shape of building.
Yeah, you're exactly right. If you wanted to do, and we have some clients, we came from a social housing background, but we've some clients that are looking at using it in a more expressive, freeform manner for private individual houses, where you can do any type of form, and that there is no cost. The machine doesn't care if it's going in a straight line or if it's doing a Fibonacci sequence. It doesn't really care. So and then they're also using it for infrastructure. General Electric use it for building wind turbine bases. People are using it for all types of water attenuation. It's really just it's a technology, and it's able to do pretty much whatever you can conceive within reason.
Yeah, and I assume you only have one at the moment. So like how many? Again, theoretically, how many houses could it produce in a year?
But we've three. There's three machines in the country at the moment. One with our training partner, Louth Meath Education Training Board, and they use it to actually train operatives, because the machines by themselves, they still need people. We have about three people per machine. And there's another one in the West with a company called Futurecast, who do R&D and are developing the materials and methodologies. And then we have a large machine for commercial use, and we're working with our partner, Roadstone. So we're now in a position that we can, this project has served to illustrate the, I suppose, the benefit and the compliance regulations. So we're now in a position where we'll be taking more machines in to start deploying it for house building. And each machine will do about 80 units a year. So you want to get to 1,000 units, we just take in 12 machines, and it's just a multiple there going forward.
Somebody, and I suspect this person might work in the trade themselves, wants to know, does it work in the rain?
It works in the rain. And actually, as long as it's, we call it moderate rain, it actually helps the curing process for concrete. But once you start seeing rain making indents in the concrete, we do, as we call it, a Wimbledon job, and we pull our tarps over the actual concrete and wait for the rain to pass. But it's pretty much the same as if you can lay block outside, you can use the machine. But it actually likes a bit. Ireland's a pretty good environment for this type of technology, where they use it in the Middle East, and they have to print at night time because of the heat. But we like a bit of rain and dampness with concrete.
Yeah, and but the concrete itself, that does have an environmental impact.
It does. It's the second most used material after water globally. So it does have a big carbon price tag attached to it. What we do, we're able to develop the lowest carbon embodied printable concrete globally. We did that between our R&D facility in Drogheda and with Roadstone in Belgard. So we're constantly reducing the carbon embodiment, and there's been massive strides currently been taken to take out. It's the cement and the energy that's needed to make the cement that's reducing all the time. But the other very interesting part is that we just use the material that we need. So we're able to program exactly how much material is required, and every bit of that is laid into its position. So one of the best ways of reducing carbon embodiment is reducing waste. And this technology does that inherently.
Yeah. Well, now, Justin, I know you have to go off and make a bit of a speech now at half two, so I'll let you go. Thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Justin Kinsella there, Managing Director of Harcourt Technologies, who were behind the construction of those houses in Dundalk. One text says, eventually there will be no builders as we recognise them today. A builder will be considered as the guy who drives the 3D printing machine. Young people in the future will wonder what the hell that old fella is on about when they hear him talking about laying blocks, says Tom. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Is that necessarily a happy thing? That's a lot of skills might be lost along with this. We need to do something radical to address our housing crisis. We cannot continue to have so many families in homelessness. We are a rich country. It's a disgrace that so many people do not have a roof over their head, says another texter. Well, of course, we'd all agree with that. Now, it doesn't sound like it would make a huge dent in the problem, but I suppose everything little bit helps, I suppose. 3D is welcomed rather than paying $220 per block, which is typical greedy builders for laying a single block onto a blob of cement. Love it. So somebody obviously who had their house built in the recent past.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.